What in hell? Had that woman read my mind, or was I still shaken from what had just happened? "Breathe, Master! Breathe!" she said. I did as instructed. Master? Was she a follower? She must be. Why else would she call me Master? A witch, most likely, and if she could read minds, I had to be careful of my thoughts.
"Here, have some water. Easy, easy."
I sat up, her hand warm on my bare back, and took hold of the glass she held to my lips. He started again to leave, but stopped and held up his hand.
"Cash or tournament?"
"Cash."
"Good. If you're all still playing when the kids go down for their naps, I'll join you."
I nodded.
"Bring lots of cash. You'll need it."
I laughed. He whistled.
"Getting cocky in your old age, young man.
You realize that's an oxymoron?"
"You're the moron."
He turned the corner into the hallway, laughing at his own joke.
"Now, Master James, Nurse says you've fallen out of your pram on purpose again. Is this true?"
"Of course it's true, Mr. Smee. How else am I to get back to Neverland?"
"Now, you may think this is very advanced vocabulary for one young enough to be pushed around in a pram, and usually we would agree, at least for a mortal child."
Why his annoyance amused me, I couldn't tell, but the deeper he scowled, the more I enjoyed his presence. He was like a grumpy cat. Oh my God, he was the human version of Mr. Jingles. Big, scowly, aggressive, but deep down he wanted me to love him.